On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be doggedly continuing our examination of High Lonesome Fingers and throwing in a few toes for good measure. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the musical expertise of Hank Bowman, Ralph Stanley II, Wayne Taylor, and the Shady Creek Outlaws, we'll be mashing fingers, pointing fingers, popping fingers, toeing the mark, tiptoeing, and going toe-to-toe with the devil. Coming up, this appendage-laced, straight-laced, sneaker-laced edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. The Stanley Brothers will get this program hopping with some finger popping. This is finger popping time.
Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, it's finger popping time. Finger popping, popping time. I feel so good, and that's a real good sign. Here comes a Mary, here comes Sue, here comes Johnny and a Bobby too. It's finger pop popping time. I feel so good, and that's a real good sign. Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, hey baby, come along with me. Hey baby, come along with me. We're gonna shake it till it breaks. Just to wait and see. Here comes Mary, here comes Sue, here comes Johnny and a Bobby too. It's finger pop popping time. I feel so good, and that's a real good sign. Here comes a Mary, here comes Sue, here comes Johnny and a Bobby too. It's a finger pop poppin' time. I feel so good, that's a real good sign. Hey now.
Daily Planet, a fine band from England, picking their theme for the great unmade spaghetti western, A Fistful of Fingers, referencing Sergio Leone's genre-launching 1964 masterpiece, A Fistful of Dollars, starring Clint Eastwood as the poncho-clad, cheroot-chewing, enigmatic man with no name. You'll find it on the group's release, Clark's Secret. Get it? The Daily Planet? Clark, as in Clark Kent. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you aboard Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be continuing putting those five digits of the human hand under the high blue and lonesome microscope. We'll begin with the second most abused use of one's finger, and perhaps in the long run, the most devastating to both the finger pointer and the finger pointee. It's been said that when a man points a finger at someone else, he should remember that four of his fingers are pointing back at him. This is Ralph Stanley II with some words to live by. Don't point your finger, but hold out your hand.
If a man has fallen and he's sorrow bound, let's don't condemn this brother that's down. You might see things different if you walked in his shoes, help him carry his burden, let him hear from you. Don't point your finger, reach out your hand, go a little bit farther to help your fellow man. Count a lot on his pathway, help to make him stand. Don't point your finger, reach out your hand. With his back to the wall, let's do something good, let's eat his call. I can be so cruel with too much pain, let's make some sunshine, stop the pouring rain. Don't point your finger, reach out your hand, go a little bit farther to help your fellow man. Shine a light on his pathway, help to make him stand. Don't point your finger, reach out your hand. Finger, reach out your hand, go a little bit farther to help your fellow man. Shine a light on his pathway, help to make him stand. Don't point your fingers, reach out your hand.
Geppetto's little wooden liar. I hope it's raining cats and dogs when you go outside. I hope your car runs out of gas and you ain't got a ride. Please don't think I'm bitter or that I bear you ill will. I'd just like to be there when you take your bitter pill. May your ground be rocky, may your road be hard to hold. May I be around and watch you reap just what you sow. I hope your boyfriend's wife finds out about you too. I hope this little note I wrote provides her with a clue. I do hope the IRS audits all your books and they put you in the hoos cow with all them other crooks. So what if I am bitter, honey? What did you expect? You're lucky I don't hunt you down and wring your scrawny neck. I hope you're feeling guilty for treating me this way. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and have a real nice day. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and have a real nice day.
Wayne Taylor hoping she'll mash her finger and reap just what she sowed. Well, that's pretty much a given in Bluegrass Land, a place where most folks seem to reap about two or three times as much as they actually sowed. But that's another story. Wayne and Appaloosa sang Mash Your Finger on their It's Gonna Be a Beautiful Day outing. And Ralph Stanley II and the Clinch Mountain Boys were in the leadoff position with Don't Point Your Finger, which appears on the group's self-titled Stanley Family Excursion. Because finger pointing never gets anything done. As long as we're into the negative side of bluegrassical fingerdom, here's Hank Bowman with a song about being wrapped around another's finger. This was written by Sting, and it appears on Police's classic 1983 Synchronicity album. Sting commented that the piece was, quote, a spiteful song about turning the tables on someone who had been in charge. This song is vaguely alchemical and probably about a friend of mine, a professional psychic, and my tutor in Tarot, with bits of Dr. Faustus and the Sorcerer's Apprentice thrown in the pot for good measure.
You consider me the young apprentice, caught between the Scylla and Charybdis, hypnotized by you. If I should linger, staring at the ring around your finger, I have only come here seeking knowledge, things they would not teach me off in college. I can see the destiny you sold turned into a shining band of gold.
I'll be wrapped around your finger. I'll be wrapped around your finger.
Mephistopheles is not your name. I know what you're up to just the same. I will listen hard to your tuition. You will see it come to its fruition.
I'll be wrapped around your finger. Around your finger.
devil and the deep blue sea behind me vanish in the air. You'll never find me. I will turn your face to alabaster when you will find your servant is your master.
Hank Bowman getting alchemical with a sitar thrown in to liven things up, covering Sting's Wrapped Around Your Finger on Hank's Lonely CD. Richard Seferski of Drew Hotrava fame will escort us through our break with a tune about an act, usually accidental in nature, that you want to avoid at all costs. This is Finger in the Fire from his new Gallup release. Dave Higgs, and we'll be putting our finger in the air and taking a look at those other, often overlooked but vitally important digits, the toes, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, fixing to put our finger in the air with Mark Dvorak, who sings this delightful children's song, penned by none other than Woody Guthrie himself on his What a Wonderful World CD.
Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, leave it there about a year. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Now put your finger on your head, on your head. Put your finger on your head, on your head. Put your finger on your head, tell me, is it brown or red? Put your finger on your head. Now put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose, leave it there till the warm wind blows. Put your finger on your nose, now put your finger on your cheek, and put your finger on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek, leave it there about a week. Put your finger on your cheek, and put your finger on your chin, and put your finger on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, that's where the food slips in. Put your finger on your chin. Now put your finger on your belly, and put your finger on your belly. Put your finger on your belly, tell me, does it shake like jelly? Put your finger on your belly. Now put your finger on your shoe, put your finger on your shoe. Put your finger on your shoe, leave it there a month or two. Put your finger on your shoe. And put your finger on your friend. Put your finger on your friend. Put your finger on your friend, leave it there till this song ends. Put your finger on your friend. And put your finger in the air, put your finger in the air. Put your finger in the air, leave it there about a year. Put your finger in the air
ditch. More times than the fingers and toes, more times. Pretty girls I call mine.
More times than the fingers and toes, more times.
To go, my baby,
more times than the fingers and toes, more times.
Chased by an old bloodhound.
More times than the fingers and toes, more times.
Buck Ryan and Smitty Irvin deftly making the transition into the world of bluegrassical totem with Fingers and Toes from their Ballads and Bluegrass foray. Compared to Fingers, which get all the press, praise, and recognition, Toes get short shrift. Sometimes a lot of folks have the notion toes are just not as important. Sure, you can't manipulate them like you can your fingers, but after your first experience with gout in your big toe, you'll have firsthand knowledge of just how important a toe can be. Art Stevenson will get our big walk down the Toe City started with Tiptoe Up the Stairs.
Tiptoe up the stairs when you come in, so you won't awaken me from the dream I might be in. I just could be dreaming of the days that used to be. So tiptoe up stairs tonight, so you won't awaken me. Toeing out again, I wonder where you going to and when will you be. You rendezvous with someone on the dark end of the street, so tiptoe up the stairs tonight so you won't awaken me. Tiptoe up the stairs when you come in, so you won't awaken me from the dream I might be in. I just could be dreaming of the days that used to be. So tiptoe stairs tonight so you won't awaken me.
Always love the ladies, ladies love the game. Seems the things they want the most, they always want to change. The only thing that's changing is my mind. Never could toe the mark, and I never could walk the line. Some things don't come easy, others should be free. I'd gladly give my heart to you, but the rest belongs to me. I don't mean to be a waste of time. Never could toe the mark, and I never could walk the line. Left me. She's got her own space and I got mine. She don't toe the mark and I don't walk the line.
The Shady Creek Outlaws, bluegrass-izing Waylon Jennings' big hit, which peaked at number 6 on the Billboard charts back in 1984, never could toe the mark. You'll find it on an album of nothing but Waylon Jennings covers entitled Waylon Grass, a bluegrass tribute to Waylon Jennings. And Art Stevenson went first, demonstrating the importance of toes when it comes to matters of stealth, at least. That was Tiptoe Up the Stairs from Art's Dusty Boxcar Wall project. That one was an old-time country song written by one of Michigan's finest bluegrass songwriters, Curly Dan Holcomb. For some reason, toes have inspired more old-time tunes than fingers. Here are two of the best, starting with Bob Carlin picking a little bit of Blacksnake Bit Me on the Toe. Thank you. Emily, Lydia, and Claude Martin going to Old Time Town and back again with Sally's Got Mud Between Her Toes on their Patuxent romp, 10,000 Miles. And Bob Carlin went first with Blacksnake Bit Me on the Toe from his Bangin' and Sawin' release. We'll let guitarist Mark Cosgrove usher us on through our Lumen break with a fine old-timer that Bill Monroe once recorded. This is the Heel and Toe Polka from Mark's Round Island disc. Dave Higgs and our coverage of the Mighty Toe will continue with Wild and Blue as well as Terry Ann McLean once we return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with Wild and Blue singing a Vern Gosden tune that talks about the necessity and power of prayer. This is Toe to Toe with the Devil.
Oh, the river of temptation. It's flowing deep and wide, reaching out to pull you in. And old Satan's out to get you, and he won't be satisfied till you're over your head in sin. You got to stand toe-to-toe with the devil. You can't walk hand-in-hand with disgrace. You got to fight him every day, get down on your knees and pray. You want to meet your maker face-to-face. Let the Bible fight your battle, and as sure as you're born, you'll find a way to hold your ground. We've got Almighty's weapon, take the devil by the horns. It's the only way to bring him down. You got to stand toe-to-toe with the devil. You can't walk hand-in-hand with disgrace. You gotta fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray if you wanna meet your maker face-to-face. Stand toe-to-toe with the devil. You can't walk hand-in-hand with disgrace. You gotta fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray if you wanna meet your maker face-to-face. You gotta fight him every day. Get down on your knees and pray if you wanna meet your maker face-to-face.
Would you love me like that forevermore? Someday will you walk on out the door? I'm old enough to know that love don't last. Got enough of them deep in my past. I don't want you to be there too. It's getting hard to deny this feeling inside. Every time you call my name, some side of me dies. I want you, yes I do. Got a toe on the line to a crossing. If I gave you my heart, would you toss it to the floor? Well, I ain't crossing lines if there's no way back. Oh, darling, would you love me like that forevermore? Someday will you walk on out the door? Set me free, will you love me till the end of time? Or should we just stay friends for life? Would it last if you made me your wife? Or will you walk on down the line? I got a toe on the line to a crossing. If I gave you my heart, would you toss it to the floor? Well, I ain't crossing lines if there's no way back. Oh, darling, would you love me like that forevermore? Someday will you walk on out the door? 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 Someday will you walk on?
Terry Ann McLean showing that sometimes it's the toe that's in charge. Don't ever underestimate its power. Terry Ann gave us Toe on the Line on her Echoes of Goodbye offering, because sometimes you just have to put your toe down. You're hearing about the bluegrassical wonders of toes and fingers thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com, and you can find us at bluegrass@wpln.org. It's the opposing thumb that helps propel us to the top of the food chain, so it's only fitting that we finish off our proceedings with a couple of thumb tunes, beginning with this number one tune for Johnny Rodriguez back in 1973. This is Bluegrass Etc. putting some nice bluegrassical touches to Riding My Thumb to Mexico.
This old highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been. And a lonesome song would make you cry time and time again. If I had listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today, I'd have a better job than what I've got today. But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb until I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. She left me's not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, it don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb until I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, it don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb until I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
under my thumb, a Siamese cat of a girl. Under my thumb, she's the sweetest pet in the world. It's down to me, the way she talks when she's spoken to. Down to me, the change has come, she's under my thumb.
Brian Clark and Honey Wagon covering one of the greatest thumb songs of them all. From the repertoire of the one and only Rolling Stones, that was Under My Thumb, which the lads recorded on their 1966 album Aftermath. That tune was written, like almost all of the band's finest, by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Jagger stated that, quote, "It's a bit of a jokey number, really. It's not really an anti-feminist song any more than any of the others. Yes, it's a caricature, and it's in reply to a girl who is a very pushy woman," end of quote. Brian and Honey Wagon do it proud on their tribute to the Rolling Stones release. And Bluegrass Etc. launched the mini set with Riding My Thumb to Mexico from their self-titled Sierra extravaganza. We'll leave it to Mike Aldridge to take us on home, and he'll do so in grand style with All Thumbs from his self-titled Flying Fish project. Thank you. And on that high, happy, when he should get aught, each finger is a thumb, kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be hurtling back to January and February 1978, when, among other things, a new band called Hot Rise plays its first show in Boulder. Fiddler Paul Warren dies at the age of 70, and Ricky Skaggs joins Emmy Lou Harris's Hot Band. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40-decade-old excellence on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.